Hi, I'm David Faddis, and this logic talk is about material equivalence as well as how we use the word unless. So let's start with that word unless. It's not always the easiest word to translate or understand right away. We understand basically what it means, of course, but how to put it into logical language. You will perish unless you repent. That could also be said, unless you repent, you will perish. That has two atomic propositions. You will perish, we'll use the constant P, and you repent is the constant R. If you use those and basically translate unless as if you don't, that's what we mean by unless. When it said you will perish unless you repent, we mean you will perish if you don't repent. And the way to say that in symbolic language should be cued in by that little phrase, if you don't. That's a negation. So the way to symbolize it then would be negation R, horseshoe P. If you don't repent, then you will perish. And that's the way that you express unless. So the negation of R, the negation of repenting, is a sufficient condition for perishing. Now that's a mouthful of logical language to say that you had better repent. And so we need to think about that word unless and realize that it means if you don't. Unless also kind of means if it's not the case, just ways of negating. So if you don't perish, you will repent. Tilde R, horseshoe P. Now, you can also simply substitute the word or for unless and you get the logical equivalent. Unless equals or. You repent or you perish. Or as Jesus put it, repent or perish. So R or P is the same as not R implies P. Or to use the words of logic, equivalent. Not R implies P is equivalent to R or P. And that can be shown to be materially equivalent. Propositions are materially equivalent if and only if they have the same truth value for every assignment of truth values to the atomic propositions. That is, they have the same truth values on every row of a truth table. So if you have two different statements of propositions and then you take all the possibilities for the atomic propositions, then you'll find that those two statements always have the same truth value. And if they do, then they are called materially equivalent. I'll show you a little bit of what I mean. You perish unless you repent. Or if you want to rephrase it, if you don't repent, you perish. We translated that as tilde R horseshoe P. You repent or you perish, R wedge P. So we construct our truth table, the reference columns are P and R. We give all possible truth values and combinations for P and R, and then we go to the column for not R entails P. First of all, we've got to figure out what not R is. That's easy enough. Just switch it from negate the value. So where R is true, not R is false. Where R is false, not R is true. You go down the truth table that way, and you have false, true, false, true. Now the next step is to figure out what it means once you add in the horseshoe P. And remember, when we're doing conditionals, that the only time a conditional is treated as false is when the antecedent is true and the conclusion is false. So in the first one, not R is false, so we have to treat the conditional as true. In the second one, we find that not R is true, but we find that P is also true, and that means the conditional is true. In the third one, not R is false, but anytime the antecedent is false, it means the conditional is still treated as true. In the fourth row, you see that not R was true and that P is false. That means not R, the antecedent, is true in that case, and P, the result, the consequent, is false. And whenever you have a true antecedent and a false consequent P, that means that the total conditional is treated as false. So the first three rows are true, the last row, that conditional is false. then the R or P, we've done that a few times by now, should be getting easier. If either one of the two is true, then R or P is true. So in the first three rows of the truth table, you find that R or P is true because in the first row, they're both true. In the second and third row, one of them's true, so that makes the conditional true. And only in the fourth row is the conditional false because both P and R are false. Now, if you look and compare those two columns, the columns for not R, horseshoe P, and R or P, you find that they have identical truth values. Whenever P and R have a certain truth value, then those two statements are exactly the same. They're false when each other is false. They're true when each other is true. And that's what it means to be materially conditional. And that's why we can say, on the basis of symbolic logic, if you don't repent, you perish, means the exact same thing as you repent or you perish. There's no other options. So you know that if somebody doesn't repent, they will perish unless Jesus was lying or the laws of logic mean nothing. You even can get a truth table to show that those two statements are equivalent. If you don't repent, you will perish. Repent or perish. Well, neither nor is another area where we can talk about material equivalence and expressing it in more than one way. P and Q are often used in logic, so I thought, well, I'll use a neither nor. Neither peace nor quiet is here. So we'll use peace is here and have constant P for that. Quiet is here. We'll have Q for that. And you can translate that as a conjunction of two negations, not P and not Q, not peace and not quiet. You can also translate that as a negation of a disjunction, not peace or quiet, not P or Q. So those two statements, not P and not Q, are equivalent with not P or Q. We'll work that out in a truth table. Again, we'll let peace is here be P, quiet is here be Q, make our reference columns for P and Q, including all possible combinations of values, and then work our way into the not P and not Q. Not P is simple enough. Look at P and do the opposite. So where P is true, not P is false. Where P is false on the bottom two rows, then not P is true. Now we look over at not Q. And again, it's very simple. Where Q is true, not Q is false. Where Q is false, not Q is true. And we have our column for not Q. Now with a conjunction, remember the rule for conjunction, if either item is false, then the conjunction is false. So you look at the top row. Both items are false, so the conjunction's false. Second row, one item is false, so the conjunction's false. Third row, one item's false, so the conjunction's false. And the fourth row, both items are true. Not P is true, not Q is true, and therefore their conjunction is true. Now we move to the next column, and we figure out what P or Q is. And if both P and Q are true, therefore P or Q is true. Next two rows, if one of them is true, then P or Q is true. And only when both P and Q are false is P or Q false. So now we know what P or Q is, except now we've got to negate it. And that changes everything. What was true now becomes false. So not P and Q has these truth values, false, 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 true. And when you compare that with not P and not Q, you'll see that on the first row, false and false. Second row, false and false. Third row, false and false. Fourth row, true and true. For every possible combination of P and Q truth values, you find that those two statements have the exact same truth value, and that means they are materially equivalent. So it is materially equivalent to say neither peace nor quiet is here. You're saying peace is not here, quiet is not here, or you could say it, not peace or quiet is here. So, material equivalence can sometimes, by people in logic, be used as a fifth truth functional connective. We're not going to use it much in this course. We're not going to use this symbol, but we're just providing it so you know what it is. It's sometimes called the biconditional. And The biconditional or material equivalence is true when the atomic propositions share the same truth value. So when P and Q always have the same truth value in every circumstance, then P and Q are materially equivalent. And if the truth values ever differ on P or Q, then they are not equivalent. So material equivalence is false when the truth values are different. And the symbol for material equivalence is the tribar. And the truth table for that tribar, which can also be expressed as if and only if, is such that the two values have to match. So where they're both true, then the tribar is true, they're equivalent. Where they're different, they are not equivalent. So it would be false to say that they're equivalent. And the same is true of the third row, where P is false and Q is true. Again, obviously, those are not equivalent statements. Satan might want to tell you that false and true are equivalent, but false and true aren't equivalent statements. And so in those middle two rows, you say that they're both false. And then in the fourth, P and Q are both false, so again, they're equivalent. So when you have a truth table for that tribar or equivalent, then when the statements are identical, it means that they're equivalent, but when they have different truth values, they are not equivalent statements.